Welcome to the French Connections August 4th edition. Today is August 4th, Saturday, 2007 is the year. Heading into into the morass here, ladies and gentlemen, into the maelstrom, if you will. Heading into the end game for the criminals, I think, because they, the game is this, that they're pushing the Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld guilt train so heavy, so hard, so much. The Alex Joneses and the Jeff Rences and all of the crooks. I got so many of them here that you can't even imagine. And then, of course, what they're trying to ramp up as well is the idea that if you think that Zionist Jews are involved in this, then you also think all Jews are. This is what they're trying to do with the mentality of researchers such as Eric, myself, and Bolin and others, that just because we think Zionists are involved, they want the world's mindset to be that we hate Jews. And when people refer to us on these shill sites, you know, they always, if at all, and they rarely do, but if they do, it's in conjunction with people like Birdman Bryant, who's a rabid anti-Semitic racist. But I don't think he is personally. I think that's his job. Or this guy Welter, Frank Welter, trying to talk about Jew Watch when he implies that all Jews are involved in this stuff. When Eric, myself, and Bolin know clearly that all Jews are not involved in this. And I keep adding Bolin's name to the three of us because I hope against hope one day to see him again. But again, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that he has fallen victim to foul play, and we're going to talk about that in a little while. But the legislation packages that have been going through Congress, the ones about the domestic spying, the ones about confiscation of properties, the ones about not allowing dissent without free speech rights being completely curtailed and all of this, these were the rules that they needed in place before declaring martial law, so that any action they take during a period of martial law would be justified. Now, my logic is this. They don't put all this effort in legislative movement if they're not interested in using the legislation they're passing. And if you look at the stream of criminal legislations that have gone on over the last 18 months, 24 months, culminating with this recent one before Congress recessed, what we have is all of the tools they need to repress the society. You know, they brought in the people to work behind the scenes almost 4 years ago. We had a Marcus Wolf come in, and we had Yevgeny Primakov, both of them. Very high up. One was a Stasi operative Zionist Jew, and Primakov, of course, was the man running the Gulag, a KGB structure over in Russia when they were still under wraps. And so they brought in the experts. They brought in the people who knew how to put the hammer down, and they were probably working very closely with Mr. Chertoff, another Zionist Jew, who was putting the package of information together for his operatives to go out and push certain legislations, build certain prisons, put in certain transportation systems, the right kinds of work with different police departments and Homeland Security and TSA and all of this stuff, and drilling into these people that another attack was imminent and that you have to, you know, follow the lead of your leadership. We've got threat levels everywhere, and the Arabs are coming, and there's militia across the country that are working with the Al-Qaeda and pushing all this nonsense everywhere, readying their apparatus to be used when they needed it. Well, because of the movement of information across the Internet, it's beginning to look like they need it now. And logically speaking, what better time than when there's a recess in the summer period? Plus, they've been ramping up the idea that there would be another attack. It's been pushed over the airwaves in the last 60 to 45 days, but heavily in the last 25 days. on British media and American media and French and Spanish and German media and worldwide Western media, which is, of course, in their control, lock, stock, and barrel. So what does that mean? It means they're going to pull a Brody here, guys. They're going to pull a nightmarish situation here where it gives them the cover to implode the United States. Now, what else is it going to do for, you know, Britain's already bought and paid for. I mean, they've got a camera on every corner. All they need to do is just turn the switch and that place is shut down. We've got Mr. Sarkozy visiting over in America right now in his mansion in New Hampshire. The president, by the way, of France. And what I'm guessing is that when this mess comes down in the next time period, I can't say if it's 5 days, 10 days, or even 20, but it's rather imminent. He's going to be there for 3 weeks, so I would guess it would be in that time frame, so that he can return home as a hero, saying, "I was in America. Terrible that they were hit. Look at how terrible this attack was." And look, I barely got out of the country with my life, and oh boy, we have to really help, you know, put the hammer down here in France, and blah blah blah. And I got a sense that, you know, you have to put your brain into the way that these people are thinking the public is going to react to this. And of course, being as stupid as the public is by and large and in general, and many of you out there in present company are excluded from that. But not all of you, but many. They're going to buy it. They're going to go, "Oh yeah, well, you know," and it even seems to me that, you know, that this Minnesota bridge thing, while they're not claiming it to be terrorism, is that just like a shot across the bow to get everybody's nerve up and say, "Oh man, was there terrorism?" And "Oh my terrorism." And the first reports that went out everywhere was, "Is it terrorism? Was it terrorism? Could it be terrorism? Is it terrorism?" And so the chatter from it, the blah, blah, blah from it, and everybody said, "Well, no, it wasn't terrorism, but we have to be on our guard, ladies and gentlemen, because it could be. It wasn't this time, but it could be." In other words, these kinds of events, these kinds of ramping up styles that come out of the intelligence services working under Zionist control, the Mossad, the MI6, the old Stasi even, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, what we've got today, many elements within the Italian services and Spain. And I mean, they have elements working in almost every country. I'll tell you one country that is bought and paid for by the Zionists 100%. And that's the Czech Republic. Bought and paid for. There is not a chance in heck that place will ever be free. Unless these people are uprooted, we won't all be free, but that place is gone. Hungary, people fighting back like banshees against Zionist control there. The Turks, Turkey, completely bought and paid for, and their armies, through lies, through deception, are sitting on the border with Iran, ready to march into the Kurdish region and balkanize that area, as they did with the Yugoslav region, which was an independent country in Europe, by the way. The only country not bought and paid for by Zionist Jewish influence was the old Tito regime. He didn't cotton up to the bad guys very well. He kept his banking system and the dinar and all that stuff separate, and he based his currency on gold and worked in parallel but independent of many of the world governments. They had to put a stop to that. Serbia was too independent. They had to put a stop to it. They certainly did that. They ramped up their criminal Muslim groups. You know, whether you know it or not, the Americans were paying the people they today call Al-Qaeda, which is a fabrication made up by them. But the same people that they were paying back then are working for them now as their enemy. And at the time against Serbia, they were paying for them as an ally against Serbia. You know, these Muslim freedom fighters, they call them KLA are there. KLA. Kosovo Liberation Army, which was absolutely an invention of the West as well. And the operatives that they had going into Serbia and bombing and maiming and destroying Serbian Christians were motivated and propagated by the United States and the Zionists in charge of the country. Now, we've been through who runs our country, why, how, all that stuff. Go back to the other files. We give you names, places, lists, information, everything about these crooks. We give you all of it, the Wormsers and the Kagans and the Faiths and the Libbies and the, you know, Ladine and Louder and, you know, the Rich family and, oh, boy, the Crowns, the Rahm Emanuels of the world, the Walpers, the Brookses, the this is just in America. I could go on here. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then if you want to get into Hollywood, you know, people like Scarlett Johansson, ladies and gentlemen, this blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl who looks like she's from Sweden. She happens to be from a Zionist Jewish family, and lo and behold, she makes it to the top of the invite list over in Hollywood, getting movies. You ever noticed ever wondered why Adam Sandler, this no talent bonehead, gets movie after movie? It's amazing. How about you know? I mean, you look at this stuff. People even say that Robert De Niro is half Jewish. Now, you wonder why these people get all this publicity. Take a look at the facts behind Hollywood, and you'll be blown away. And the list could go there, probably as long and as far into the past as our political leadership. And it's the same story in Europe. You know, the French people over here now, they got socialists going over to the far-right party of Sarkozy. But all the people migrating from the left to the far-right happen to be Jewish. Bernard Kushner and Jack Lang and Dominique Strauss-Kahn. All of these people are just, you know, they're Zionists, as is the president and as is the rest, and as is the president's Jewish, and so is the prime minister, Zionist Jewish. Unbelievable, unbelievable. And nobody raises the question, is this okay with 1% of the French population being Jewish? Why is every single leader of this government Jewish? Everyone, all the departments, all the ministers. All the big chefs. You couldn't make this stuff up. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's not all Jews. You know, we have to go back to the fact that the troops on the ground are being lied to. The Jewish synagogue attendees and stuff, they're by and large being lied to as well. And that's not what Birdman Bryant would tell you. But I'm telling you it's the truth. That's not what this guy Maynard will tell you, but I'm telling you it's the truth. That's not what Mr. John Bjerknes has been saying. You know, he wants us to think that there are Kabbalistic tendencies in every group, that is even including Nutura Carta and la la la. And it is really an attempt to pull us away from the work that Chris Bolin did. You know, one of the main ways of destroying opposition is to create a group with parallel research and parallel interests, and then marginalize the real guy and promote the one that's not real. And then the real people are filtered away, and the fake site begins to lose the punch, lose its quality, you know. And there's a lot of sites like this on the internet, a lot of questions like this. And then there's people missing right now. And I'm going to bring up somebody right now that has not been seen or talked to by anybody credible in my view for a very long time. Her name is Carol Valentine. I've spoken to you about her before. Something dreadfully wrong about the fact that she is not, speaking out. Not talking to any of the, you know, the people here about any of this stuff going on. So one need wonder, ladies and gentlemen, is Carol Valentine all right? I mean, I certainly can't tell you, but I certainly know that it's very odd that this person would not come to the aid of someone like Eric and myself, who clearly have used her research and springboarded into so many new avenues, so many new rat's nests, so many new, what some people call rabbit holes, but I'd rather call them rat holes. Unless she was gone, unless eliminated. You know, the same with Peter Khawaja, putting out all kinds of great information, and now his site was stolen by Joyce Riley and that other cretin she works with. Yep. Fact, not fantasy here. And of course, they're still promoted by the crooks and liars. You know, Dave Von Kleist and Joyce are still promoted by Alex Jones, and they still go to all these truth movement nonsense, fake protest things, and they still get the, you know, he goes up there with his nonsensical crap and his banjo and makes a spectacle of himself and proclaims himself to be the truth teller about Iraqi soldiers. And have you ever noticed that nothing is being done about DU? Nothing? Have you wondered why? It's the efforts of people like Joyce and Dave, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the truth has been out about all this stuff for so long, and people become mired in the babble, psychobabble and the nonsense. And if you go to these websites that trash us on a 24/7 basis, what you'll notice is that these people are trying to control the discussion. And one of the ways they've done that is by either ignoring us or trashing us. And there are people out on the internet who are making a career of just trying to destroy the French Connection's reputation. Now, our numbers are up month on month. We're up by, I think, 7,000 over last month. In other words, from June to July, from the end of June to the end of July, we were 7,000 people more than the previous month. And now that's not a huge number of people, but I got to tell you something, it's the right direction, not the wrong one. And this month's earliest numbers are that we're growing still. But our payments, our donations are way down. I got phone bills. I got to tell you something, people want me to join different phone services, and I got to tell you why I haven't. First of all, I live in a country that has a duopoly, if you know anything about that. And they do offer one service on the internet, but it's not reliable. And the package services that they offer me here on France Telecom and on SF Air and all these other services, I got a decent package deal for unlimited calling to North America. Now, granted, it's in the hundreds of dollars, but it gives me 24/7, 24 hours a day. And generally speaking, ladies and gentlemen, the lines are always available, clear as a bell. Why? Because it's France Telecom. It's probably got the most sophisticated telephone system in the world, which makes me think that they're probably sending my calls to Tel Aviv. But it's clear as a bell, can always get a line. And when I tried the other services and the other stuff, it didn't work good. And the quality was bad and the interruptions were bad and the whole rest of it. But I don't have that service going into England. France Telecom doesn't offer a very good package to England, and I made calls there to Rafig and to actually several people, including Colonel Turner and people up in Scotland, and man, I got a punch in the mouth and got no help for it. Now, I'm a guy here who's living from hand to mouth. That's a fact. It's always been a fact. I don't want to think that you think, you know, you to think I'm complaining about it. It's not a complaint. It's a reality for me. So I stopped doing a few files for the week and tried to save a little money we're about the only people out here, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have advertisers because we don't want to be corrupted by the crap that they're putting out. We don't promote other people's nonsense, and we don't have very many links on our site because we don't trust the people that are out there. And neither does anybody else who's looked into it. So we need your help. Now, if you want to do it anonymously, get a postal money order and don't put your name on it, and then send it to Eric or something, or PayPal, something. I mean, there's got to be somebody out there with a couple of quid in their pocket, and maybe even a large sum of money that they can help us out with. We struggle here every month. It's unbelievable. But anyway. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's get on to the subjects of Christopher Bolin and Carol Valentine and some of the oddities, the anomalies, and some of the sites that I want to bring this up with Eric. Eric, are you with me here, Eric?
Yes.
Well, Eric, I got a question for you, my friend. you know, all the sites either do one of two things. They either divert you away from us by deception. In other words, they mention us, but they're deceptive about the way they mention us. Or they ignore us. I mean, and thoroughly and totally ignore us. And anybody, and I'm going to say this to everybody out there, anyone who's looked at our research and checked it for themselves is 100% convinced we nailed it. We got it straight on the top of the noggin. We nailed it, Eric. We got the right information. But so I'm telling you right now, if people are ignoring Bolin's disappearance, they have to be involved in the deception, I think.
Well, I would agree. I mean, this is, whether he's safe or not shouldn't be what they're, I mean, the issue is, where is he? Why, how did he just vanish like this? And why is there no concern? Because if it happened to them, look at what happens when Corey Rowe just gets picked up by the police. They know where he is. They know what it was all about. It wasn't like he was going somewhere. He wasn't being hurt. And they're hysterical. People are hysterical about the guy being picked up for a bit. And yeah, Here's Bolin vanishing. The whole family vanishes. And zero. Or if they're not ignoring it, they're telling us, oh, look, here's an article at thetruthseeker.uk, and it says he's okay. So there's no concern. It's no concern if he disappears. And what people don't understand is that, look on the internet, he's the only one out there doing any real original work. The others just copy what we do, or they have a light version of it, you know. So if they get rid of him, and then they get rid of, if they can just get people to forget about him, and then they can do, if they can do the same with us, you and me, who's left?
Nobody. And Eric, listen to this. I mean, Eric, come on now. I mean, the correspondence, we don't want to, you know, actually post them on the website, but the correspondence is from supposed Bolin and supposed Halia have been so weird, so weird. And they won't even write to me. Now, I'm a guy who, Christopher spent a portion of every program he ever did with me, lauding our quality and saying how good a job we had done, and in fact, saying that we were changing people's mind about going to Iraq, and about we were the best research site on the net, and that we had done the best work out there. And then all of a sudden, when he disappears, he trashes me.
Why not?
Now, that makes zero sense, zero, and refuses to call me on the telephone to confirm his status as being alive and well. And instead what we get are these absolutely bizarre correspondences, and the only people speaking for him is this Zionist Jewish woman named Shelton, who's filing now his court papers and is actually being referred to in newspaper commentary as the spokesman of Bolin.
Well, yeah, of course she says she's not Jewish in other emails, but you don't know these people. And you have to wonder, why is she talking with his lawyer and providing all the information for his case?
She tells people she's not Jewish when she told you all her relatives were in the Holocaust?
Well, she says she knows of people. She was not being specific. She says she knows of all these victims. Her relatives know of victims and their relatives in the Holocaust. Yeah, see, this is what I mean. They're very vague and evasive. And I asked her, well, which of your relatives? And she wouldn't talk. She wouldn't give me answers. But to other people, somebody else has even asked her by email, said, well, are you one of these Zionist Jews? And she comes back, no, I'm a Christian or Methodist or whatever it is. See, they'll say different things. You know, to some people, they might tell you in a private conversation they're victims of the Holocaust, or their relatives are. In another conversation, they're a Christian. You know, if she talked to an Arab, she might have told people she was thinking of converting to Muslim. This is what people don't realize. The easiest way to fool people is in a private conversation, you just tell them whatever they want to hear. Politicians do this as they travel around the nation. To different groups, they'll say different things. And people never put it together that they're being fed false information. If the only way you would know is if you got people together and they started to talk. And this is what they don't want. They don't want us working together. They don't want us getting together. This is why they want, one of the many reasons they want to break us apart. They don't want us to get together and say, yeah, I heard from Bolin. He said such and such. Then someone else say, yeah, I heard from him too, but he said this. Wait a minute. And then another person says, but look what I got.
Well, we've got some weird things. One, that Holly needs a root canal. Now the newspaper's saying she's got serious medical issues. The other one is saying that they're all fine having a great summer.
summer
don't
vacation.
Worry, we're having a great summer. More later. Some of this stuff absolutely makes me want to. Well, first of all, if it weren't so sad, Eric, it would make me laugh. And in fact, I have had a couple of chuckles at some of the nonsense that they've tried to pass off as correspondence from these people. And even people who have had a past contact that I've been in contact with, I've spoken to people here in Europe who knew the Bolins in advance of these of their disappearance, told me, Daryl, this is not Holly writing, and I know Holly is writing. This is not her. And he said, I don't know if she's well or not well, but I know that certainly the correspondence I just received is certainly not her.
Well, that's the problem. You see, a lot of people now that know them and have been their supporters are starting to wonder what's happening to these people.
Yeah.
If they're really alive or if they're prisoners or if they're dead or someone's imitating them. It's the same with Carol Valentine. Where is she?
Yeah.
And this is what they could have been doing for decades, but without the Internet, we wouldn't have known about it. If it hadn't been for the Internet, none of us would even – it's possible we still wouldn't know that he's missing because the news would have to travel out of Chicago for that. And by what, mail? I mean, think about it. If this had been decades ago, how would we know? We wouldn't. They may have been doing this for decades, getting rid of – identifying the people who are their potential enemies. And that's when people say to them – you know, they always get the response, well, if Birdman Bryant really is working with the Zionists, why would he expose them? Well, the answer is to identify who is against them by getting their names and addresses. Decades ago, they could have just quietly gotten rid of those people. Nobody would have noticed.
Yeah.
Now it's a little harder, but they can still do it.
Yeah.
If you give them your money, if you give them your name and address, if you sign up for their newsletters, they now know who you are. And if you look at Birdman Bryant's site even, I mean, you can start seeing there's a pattern to these people. The disinformation, like, look at Birdman Bryant's recommended books. He says the following books are what every intelligent and educated person should read. One of them is Remote Viewing by Jim Schnabel, whatever his name is. Remote Viewing. He's talking about how you can do remote viewing. Now, this is what he's promoting.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, you should all check this out. Astrology. It's going to give you the answers to life. This is a truth seeker? And then you look at his other books. Beyond Supernature, Defrauding America by Rodney Stitch, Inventing... I mean, it's just one thing after the other of weird stuff and misinformation. And this is his recommendations. You look at Crescent and Cross, at who their links are. It's the same group of people, currentissues.tv.
I talked to this guy, Birdman Bryant, on the phone one day. Oh, no, I don't want to go on your show now. Same kind of response I got when I called Dave Von Kleist, who was claiming to be Peter Kowalja.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to us because what are they going to say?
Well, Eric.
Think about it. What are they going to say? What they would worry about is we're going to start asking questions they don't want to answer. And look at what Mike Piper, see here, once you identify one of them, this is what people have to realize. Once you identify one of these people, look at who they promote. The other day, Mike Piper was again promoting Jim Traficant, the congressman from Ohio or someplace. He's in jail, and he's telling us to give money to this guy. And I used to think, well, you know, years ago when I first heard him talking about Traficant, I thought, well, maybe Traficant is one of these people like us trying to, you know, just got picked up. But think about it. Why would he promote this guy? He's in jail. He didn't care about Bolin being possibly in jail. Here he is telling people send money to Traficant and to Michael Hoffman the second, that Michael Hoffman character.
Yeah.
Michael Hoffman the second. He's saying give him money. Help him with his book that's coming out. Help Jim Traficant. They were in the same radio show at the same time. He's promoting both of these people. He won't promote... help Bolin. If me or you got picked up, he wouldn't say, help us.
No, he would cheer.
But you have to ask yourself, why Michael Hoffman II? Why Jim Traficant? And then you look at Crescent and Cross, who their links are, currentissues.tv, Wing TV, Media Monitors, What Really Happened, Jewish Tribal Review, Truth Tellers, Power of Prophecy. I mean, some of these may be real. But look at who they are, and look at who gets a promotion. For all we know, most of the people on these links are their sites. They may put a few innocent ones in just for appearance look, you know, to make them look good. But the point would be to dominate it. They've got to dominate it. This is what they depend on. If they don't dominate the television, the magazines, and the internet, that means they're going to be exposed. They've got to dominate.
You know, one of the things that we've been accused of is being the people involved with behind Judicial Biz Inc. or Judicial Inc. Biz. We don't have anything to do with that site, do we, Eric?
Well, if we did, we could say it. See, this is one of those stupid theories they have that maybe we're behind it secretly. But why would we be behind it secretly? What sense is that? We've already got a site that's criticizing Zionism. Why would we make another one that's secretive? And then look at that site, what they promote. They're promoting sites we don't even agree with. I mean, they've got links like Birdman Bryant, Jeff Rentz,
yep.
The Truth Seeker, and What Really Happened. These are the four daily sites. They say go visit them daily. We don't even want, we criticize them.
Well, what about the weekly one? What is the Sign of the Times, which is that greasy greaseball dirtbag from who was chased out of Florida for fraud charges, who talks about crop circles and teleporting and remote viewing and she had one drink your own pee-pee kind of cures and
I'm
telling you. Listen, this woman is a freak.
Well, you know, the same, it was a newspaper in Florida that even had an article about her and describing her, of course, in good terms, but as something involved in with this occult business. You know, these people are plain weird, and she was friends somehow with Lisa Giuliani.
And Wing TV, that's right.
Yeah, and Mike Piper, I don't know what date this show was, if it was a repeat, but he says Victor and Lisa are married now. So it's possible if Mike Piper is telling the truth, this means he's in contact still with Wing TV. They're still working with American Free Press, and maybe their little fight was, you know, where Lisa and Victor broke apart was a fake.
Yeah.
This entire group, it's like a giant network. And you'll see even Alex Jones is on Jeff Rentz the other night. Their latest thing is to start blaming IBM for the Nazi movement. He says that IBM created those computers so that they could keep track of, I forget how he put it, you know, so the Nazis could keep track of all the Jews they're going to kill or something stupid like that. And then he's pointing out how Bill Gates has all these IBM connections. It's IBM now. Now, and the Rockefellers. See, I think what's happening is people realize there's got to be more than George Bush involved. They're under tremendous pressure to sacrifice somebody. And they're picking the people they want the least. You know, they can sacrifice Bill Gates. Look at the guy. He's a nut. I mean, he can't even sit still. He's got some sort of serious nerve problem. So they probably figure, this guy's sacrificial. Get him. Blame him for it. We don't need him. We don't need some of these executives at IBM. We don't need the Rockefellers. They've got to blame somebody. They've got to sacrifice somebody. So they're picking the people they like the least. And if they can get away with this, that means the biggest group of them will be around. The Rahm Emanuels, the Chertoffs even. You know, these people, when are they going to go after those people?
Well, and the Estee Lauder people and the Silverstein and how about Sylvester Stallone's mother running the string of Jewish-run, Zionist Jewish-run strip clubs that are probably used for filming politicians and important people and businessmen and getting them in picadillos and all of the people across the country that they've used over the last decades in promotion as well as crime. Eric, it's unbelievable. The depth and the pervasiveness of this criminal network is so incredible. And I got to tell you something. When I first started this, I could not have imagined this. No one could.
The reason is, what people don't realize, it's no longer a little group. When it was founded in 1897, the Zionist movement was a little group. It was tiny. But it got money from the Rothschilds and who knows who else, and it has since grown into a nation. They've got a base of operations. It's a nation now. We're not just fighting a couple dozen guys over there in Europe somewhere. These people have money, they've got weapons, they've got a nation. We're fighting a nation. And where is our military? Where is our police department? Look at these police. Look at all the ones in Chicago. I mean, there's even the accusations of corruption in the Chicago newspapers makes them look like a criminal outfit. And I mean, that's what the main media is letting out. That's, you got to assume that they're not even letting out the bad stuff. So it could be that the organized crime gangs, they're still completely in control of Chicago. And those policemen, they may all be on the payroll. For all we know, there may not be one honest one. I mean, they've had it for decades. They may have been hiring only their own people.
Well, once you've got a regional lock on activity on the political side, you can start implementing the bureaucratic controls through that political control. And over a period of decades, which we've identified them working full time since the late 60s and early 70s, when this stuff turned into high gear in the early 70s, Eric, under Kissinger. And a lot of the stuff was financed, and a lot of the robbery, like the NASA money and all the rest of it, went into full theft during the late 60s and early 70s and all the way through to today. But we can follow it back earlier than that. But the real push for this last phase of implosion and war and third war and all this stuff, this has happened in the last 45 years.
Yeah, it's been going on fast lately. And I think they're now under pressure to really speed things up, because the Internet, if people would just use it, this could be the end of them. So we just have to get people to – this is the solution that people have. Just get the information out and warn people about this trick of pretending to be a truth seeker. That is their only deception right now. That's their only protection, is to pretend that they are the truth seekers, and let them – if they can just get their people in position – to be the investigators and news reporters and just push a couple of us aside. There's not that many of us. If they can just get rid of us, they've gotten rid of Bolin. Even if he's alive, he's not exposing them anymore.
I don't think he's physically well as free. My stomach, you know, can I tell you something, Eric? I rely on my intuition now about a lot of this stuff. At least as much as the information I get. And I got to tell you something. I'm not going to get into specifics, but the other day I was having a conversation with somebody, and of course the nonsense came out of their mouth, but it smelled bad to me, and I got a flash from it, like a revelation flash, where I said, uh-oh. And you know that sick feeling you get in your stomach when you smell a rat.
Oh, I know. That's the trouble with a lot of these people in the so-called truth movement. Once you're talking to them, a lot of times you sense something's not right about what they're saying. Something's not right about their behavior.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it is. You don't know if they're a nut or not. See, this is the problem. The other problem with a lot of these people, you can't tell if they're just stupid, if they're nutty. Like Phil Jahan, I always thought, well, he's just a nut. He just doesn't know what's going on. It may be that there's more to it than that. Some of it may be an act. Some of these people may be nutty. Some of them may just be acting. See, you don't know. But it's every once in a while when you're talking to them, you do get those funny feelings like something's not right here.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons why it makes you feel like Bolin does have a problem. You talk to the people who say he's okay, and you always feel like, you know, something's wrong with this person. Why are they telling us he's okay like this? Who are these people?
And we get this left, right, and center. Oh, don't worry. Don't investigate Bolin because it's ridiculous. It's not real. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to bring this up with you now, Eric. First of all, our donations have been very, very meager. They've been lower than ever. And we're in straits here that could use some help. But the fact is, Bolin's money is going to this woman, Shelton. That's a fact. I can rely on that fact right now. She says she's going to sue me. Sue me, you scab, you. You know, sue me and do whatever you want
to
do.
Well, you have to wonder, if he's hiding, how's he getting the money anyway? I mean, what, is he going to the bank? I mean, see, something's weird here. If you give money, or if you buy a book, how is he doing it? Think about it. How is he doing it if he's hiding?
Yeah.
How is he going to the supermarket?
And you know, with a conviction against him pending, a point made by somebody that I hadn't really thought of, but They have to get rid of that conviction if they're going to claim he's alive, Eric, because he'd never be able to pass a single border anymore without being identified as a wanted person. So the fact is if that conviction stands and they want to claim Bolin is fine and well in the world, he'll never be able to leave his location ever again.
Yes, well, he may be in Europe by now, but see, or Israel. We don't know where the guy is. How do you know? They didn't. This is the problem you have. Again, it brings up Birdman Bryant, that Glenn, Mark Glenn, all these people. If you make the mistake of trusting the wrong people, and they know your name and address, and they know you're in trouble, they might just say to you, oh, come over here. I'll help you get out of the country. I know some people. Here, just get on this plane. We'll fly you over to wherever you want to go. And then you get there, you get on the plane, you think everything's fine, and then when you land, you're in Tel Aviv. How do you know you can trust these people? This is the what they've been getting away with for decades, pretending to be on the side of the investigator, on the side of the people.
And we do know that there were hundreds and hundreds of rendition flights for political opponents and people they wanted to disappear, both from Europe as well as the Eastern Europe and all over the place. Some of them were just poor suckers that were happened to be followers of Islam. They needed some bad guys to pile up in some jail cells to say, look, we got some bad guys here. We have to worry. They were or part of the lie factory that they had going on, and they were afraid they'd talk, so they had to get rid of them. But you know, they've actually used the Boston Red Sox team airplane to rendition people around Europe, Eric.
Well, yeah, and look farther back in Russia and East Germany. When the communists were around, they were always picking people up. And where did they get them? How did they know who to pick up? Well, they may have been running those so-called truth sites back in those days. Of course, they wouldn't have been internet sites. They would have been other things, newsletters maybe, or little local meetings. They would have been the same thing, identifying their enemies, and then they just quietly pick them up sometime. And see, the other problem with that the Bolins have had is that they were involved in the Estonia sinking for a long, long time. And in the beginning, they didn't know. Helia didn't know what was going on with the sinking of that ship. She didn't know. But they started realizing, you know, there's the people that keep blocking them seem to be Zionist Jews. They start putting it together after a while. But they met a lot of people that way. And so all those years that she was involved in that, they were probably watching her. And some of them may have become her friends, and she may have accidentally trusted some of them by mistake. You see, and this is the problem you have. Whenever you come out against a crime, you're going to find a lot of people are on your side, and you don't know if they really are or not. Most of them are turning out to not be on our side at all. They're there to influence or to watch or just to gather information, you know, innocent information. That's
and what's this recent nonsense that Bolin's claiming we don't want Bush and Cheney impeached, which is like, that's like, you know, you've got gangrene of your entire leg and somebody's talking about your toenails ingrown on the same leg. Well, yeah, my toenail's ingrown on the leg, but the whole thing needs to come off. And instead of being rational about it, he doesn't want to answer any questions. He goes into this nonsense. It's nonsense, Eric.
Well, I know the email. See, this is what's scaring a lot of his supporters when they get emails from him that don't seem to be right. You know, that's what we're getting. People contacting us saying, I got an email from the Bolins, and this doesn't look real good. Because of the response, you're not getting what you'd expect. You know, you're asking them how they are, and they respond with something else. I mean, they're not even answering the questions. And people are wondering, is this them? Are they writing these?
It isn't them. And this woman, Shelton, has come out clearly as an individual who is you know, eyeball deep in the deceptions that are going on, and then gets around and starts claiming she has nothing to do with it, and that if we bring up her name in the fact that she's involved with the Bolins, she'll sue me. Well, you know.
Sue you for what?
Sue me for what?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, what are you going to get? You're going to get what? $10?
Yeah, you're going to take what? You're going to take away my pasta dinner for tonight?
See,
I mean, come on, I got nothing. So
this is what they have is threats and deception. That's all they are. It's like the Wizard of Oz movie. If we could just get more people to stand up to them, This is not that big of a deal. And what everyone should look at is, where are his so-called friends? Where are these people that claim to be trying to help him? Why are they so quiet?
Well, again, let's get back to that idea that anybody not worried about where Bolin is and his abduction and his possible demise, anybody who's avoiding even talking about this should be suspected of covering it up.
Well, you know what you have to think of it as visually. Imagine you're like in a foxhole. You got you and Bolin, and you're standing there. You can't see the enemy, but you're there. And all of a sudden, Bolin vanishes. And you're like, you're looking around your foxhole. Where is he? And imagine someone saying, "Oh, don't worry, he's safe." You think, you know, you're in a fight, you're in a war, and one person just vanishes or gets shot and you don't care? The guy next to you is saying, "Don't worry." This is what this is. This is a war. Here is a person doing tremendous damage to them, and he just disappears. And people say, "Oh, don't worry about that. Don't look that way."
Yeah, no, he's fine. Read this email from him that talks nonsense or is using acronyms he's never used or signing off in ways that I've never seen, or his wife is using a language that is not indicative of her English level and experience and the whole rest of it. And, I mean, all of these anomalies, one after another, and I've gotten dozens of people written to me that said that they were corresponded by the Bolins, supposedly, and they said, "This ain't right here. This stinks like rotten fish." And what we need to do is to use this issue very, very strong, that we have to put out a worldwide demand that people who don't talk about Bolin's disappearance need to be suspect.
Yeah, because this is like smoking them out now. They made another big mistake this way. You see, by getting rid of them, they just showed how many people. It's phenomenal how many people are actually working with them. Look at Christopher John Bjerknes.
Yep.
Where was his concern? Where is any of them? Alex Jones is always complaining about a police state. This would have been perfect for him to complain about, but he doesn't. None of them. Instead, you get people like Ed Brown. They're focusing on Ed Brown, and he's getting a radio show on RBN.
Yeah, and Corey Rowe.
Yeah, they're focusing on other things, and you got to think of it. You're in a foxhole, and Bolin, one of your best gunners, has just disappeared. And would you be thinking, "Oh, I don't have to worry"? I mean, how many people have to vanish before you start to worry?
And of course, you know, we've got the hit squad over there of Mo Howard and Beauty and the Beast calling around the world. First of all, they tried to convince me that Ron Paul was the right guy, which I think Ron Paul saying that Bin Laden is a bad guy and terrorism is real and all this crap. This guy is no more honest than anybody else in the field of criminal liars that we've got for presidential choices. But then it shifted to, "I'm crazy if I think Bolin is not okay." And then it turned to hit pieces on every forum that they could get traction on. And now it's they're investigating from behind the scenes to try to dig up negative things to put on websites about us. And it's the same. You know, people that were actually weaseled their way into our confidences in some way didn't work with me, one of them. I mean, I didn't like this person from the start. I thought she was a prying skank, and she was digging through private emails and trying to rustle up and create fights in my website and the whole bit. And now, you know, of course, Eric, when you identify people like that and they're still out there going strong to try to destroy the Bolin message and our truth that you can confirm as easily as pie. Just look at the work we did and it's easy to confirm we were right on target. And this person's trying to kill the messenger.
Well, that's all they can do. And see, Ron Paul brings up the issue that if people fall for this trick and elect that guy and think everything's over with, nothing has changed. All of the politicians, if you look at them, they've all got connections to these people. Pat Buchanan has even recommended Justin Raimondo's book and wrote the foreword to it. Pat Buchanan is working with this guy from antiwar.com who works with the Ludwig von Mises Institute, who works with, that's where Morgan Reynolds is at. It just goes from one person to the next. Every one of them who gets publicity, whether it's Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul, John McCain, every one of them, if you look at who they associate with, who they promote, what they don't say, that's really important. Look at what they don't say.
And then they're always trawling the internet for their useful idiots, because that is a very important element to their deception when they can rustle up a couple of boobs to try to promote their folly, and because what it does is it gives a sincerity to their lying.
Yeah, they'll use other people's money and other people to spread their propaganda and make them look real, make them look more honest. And that's, with Ron Paul, he would be a good candidate for him for a lot of reasons. One is this, he's just getting old, he's 70-something years old. It'd be easy to arrange a death for him, even if he does get elected. And who's this vice president going to be? He's going to be 70, who knows what, if he's elected. Would it be 72, 73? They could easily arrange for him to die, and then his vice president is going to be elected. Who's that going to be? And then what will it change anyway? They still have the media, they still have the military, they still have the police departments.
The banks, movie theaters, I mean the movie, the production, the promotion, the international travel, the phone companies, the billing systems.
They have everything.
We are in a crap hole.
Yeah, it's bad because you can't fix this mess with just a change in politician. It has to be the complete and total destruction of Zionism, and there it cannot be any compromise. You have to get rid of it.
Yep.
And it's not just in America. It's in Europe. It's getting into China. If people don't watch out, it's going to be in China. If the Chinese don't start wising up. And same with Japan. And they may be working with all the gangs over there in Japan and China. And then look at the Macau, that little island off China.
The triads, yeah.
Where they're running, they're getting the gambling casinos going and the prostitution. So what can they do with that? Well, they can blackmail a bunch of Chinese people and then promote them in police, government, the schools, the media. So they're doing it right now. They're working on the blackmailing, the bribing. And the trouble is it doesn't seem to be very difficult to bribe people. If you look at what the Italian gangsters that were caught and turned against their gang were saying, they weren't bribing the police or the judges with very much money. You know, it's like in the thousands of dollars each time. You know, I hand them a few thousand dollars. That's all it takes to bribe these policemen.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the people may take more. I mean, somebody who's making a lot of money, like a judge, you might have to give them $10,000. But they're not large amounts of money. It doesn't take that much to bribe most people.
Well, and here's the interesting thing. If you read John DeCamp's book, he talks about the corruption in the Omaha, Nebraska Police Department. And that's a good example of how a police department can be bought, paid for, and controlled. Another good example is the Oklahoma City Police Department. After the murder of those people at the Morrow Building, and how they shut down any dissent within their police ranks, and they've been able to do the same thing in New York after the 9/11 debacle here. And the fact is, how they do it is with a threat, intimidation, murder, bribery, and extortion. And, of course, it works like a dream. If they put any effort into those tools of deception, they've got the whole thing bottled up, Eric.
Well, yeah, plus, if there's some honest ones in there, they are so outnumbered, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
And if anything, they're likely to quit, which is going to make it worse, because then there's even fewer honest ones.
Well, it's the idea go along to get along kind of thing.
Yeah. If you want your job, you want your retirement, you have no choice. And you can't fight it. Look at that one policeman in Oklahoma City. He dragged himself through the field and shot himself in the head twice or something.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do to you.
And sliced his own wrists and, yeah.
So it's, this is pathetic. We can't, we've got to get, the only thing we can do is get the information out. We can't get depressed. They are in a bad situation. We can't be fooled into thinking we're losing. We are winning. That is why they're going after Bolin and people like us. They're in desperate shape now. You can even hear it in their voices when they talk. And they're, here's another thing that somebody ought to take a look at. William Rodriguez, who is honest, I know the guy, I've met him, I'll admit he's honest. He tells his story, but they're using him throughout Europe, and now he's going on tours throughout America to give his story. And who is it that's promoting him? Who is that? Look behind him. He is telling his honest truth, you know, that the truth that he saw. That's all he's doing. He's not getting beyond speculations. He's avoiding getting into trouble. But look at who's promoting him. Who are they? 9/11 blogger, you know, it's all these Zionist outfits that are promoting him. And why do they promote him? Because he's not going to go any farther than his own story. He doesn't want to get in, he doesn't want to touch the Israeli connection. Yeah. He's only telling a story, and see, what he's doing is, he went through Europe, now he's going through America. Look at 911blogger.com, you can see his schedule. It's day after day almost. Meeting after meeting.
Yeah.
And it's, what does it do? It draws people over to him, and then they can be promoted. This group can then promote their sites and their people. They're using him as bait on a hook. You see, and they'll do that with other people too, with websites. You'll see them do the same thing on websites. They'll put an article out there that gets people attracted to it. And that's the bait. And then once you're there, then they'll send you to this other site and this other site. Never to us, but you'll stay within their little maze of sites. And if they can do that, it's just like putting the sheep into a pen and giving them some food, and they all think they're happy and everything's fine. In reality, they're prisoners. And they're being deceived.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Eric? We've done the best we can do with three of us, and now it's two. And boy, do we need the help of our listeners. We need the help of more than ever. We desperately need them. I mean, come on. We're floundering here financially, terrible, and we're not doing well to get people to take a look at the Bolin issue. We need help here.
Well, yeah, the emails, we got a little bit of donations the past couple of days, but...
There's a guy in Australia I want to thank, and one in Sweden I want to thank. They did send us a small amount there to get us going and keep us on track here, and I want to thank them for it, and they should not go unrecognized for that. But you know, that's a drop in the bucket compared to how bad things have been with us here.
Well, I know the whole economy, I think the other advantage they have over us is they've got phenomenal resources. They seem to be able to fund their radio stations even without any money. They can look at the meetings that are being held around the country and some of the other promotions they're doing. They've got money. And all we can really do is fight back by sending email to people. You don't even have to know people. Don't be afraid. Just pick names out. Pick names. If you see a name, an engineer, architect, a policeman, just send it to them.
Yeah.
Send them to site. If enough people were to do this once in a while...
We still got between 10 and 14,000 people coming to the site, Eric. We're still putting out, you know, weekly 56 megabytes of information and 56,000, what is it? 50, I don't know. It's huge numbers, but the numbers are big. We've got a very big footprint out there. We sure could use a step up in our support and an assistance here, because I'll tell you something. If we fall, the last voice goes, you can't let that happen, guys. You got to fight with us and for us and beside us. This is a battle, a war.
It's a war with a nation, and if they could just get more people from China or India involved, what is wrong with, get Japan. Where is the help here already? Where are the Europeans? What's wrong with these Europeans? I mean, sure, they're looking, but, you know, they've got to do more. They've already gone through World War II, World War I. They look at Russia. What do they have to have? How much suffering do they have to go through before they said, that's enough? What does it take? Think about this. Look at the suffering people have gone through. When are they going to say it's enough?
Yeah.
And then we're sick of this movement. We're tired of this Rothschild. We're tired of these monopolies, the Oppenheimers.
Oppenheimers and the Boffmans and the Crowns and the Honigs and the, I mean, come on.
And that Sam Newhouse and that Murray Rothstein, whatever his name is. Get rid of them. We've got the ability. We've got the numbers. We just have to find the courage. And hopefully that Harold Rosenthal isn't telling us the honest truth here when he says, oh, you people don't have no guts or something like that. Hopefully he's wrong. Let's find those people. Find some people with some guts here, some courage, and do something. Don't just vote for Ron Paul. Don't just vote for Hillary Clinton.
Eric, you know what? I'm going to try to. I think there's something imminently on the horizon here. They've set it all up to do it. They've set it up. They've got their laws they needed to get passed. They got their congressional liars ready to, you know, all of them on vacation, so they got cover from being in Washington. They've got all the nonsense that they needed to do ready to make an implosion. And all of the ducks are in a row for these crooks, and they also have the pressure of truth being put upon them. So it looks like this bridge thing might have been used as a chatter case here to get people talking about, oh, was it terrorism? Oh, I don't know. It could have been, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out the motives, if they're fighting internally or not, or if that's something for us. You see, sometimes what they do may just be for themselves. Like that Tavistock, the splattering of the blood on Tavistock, that may have been a message to Tavistock, not to us. See, some of these may be their own internal fights. You see, when they did the bus bombing on that 7-7 bus bombing or train bombing, the Tavistock one's sort of like an isolated incident.
Yeah, well, and they directed it down the side street, and from what first-hand accounts said, the bus had trouble getting into that little square. They couldn't drive it. It was too big of a bus to get down this little square where they ultimately blew it up.
But don't you see the difference between the two? The subway bombing is the terrorist attack. The Tavistock bombing is a message to Tavistock. It's like, see, and we don't know what's going on because who's running Tavistock? Who would do this? What's going on? What does it say? Is Israel sending a message to Tavistock? Like, we're the boss and you're going to obey? We don't know what is going on. It just looks funny. And it could be that there are fights among themselves. Just like all the other gangs, if you look at any organized crime gang, when it gets big, there are always fights between the members. And this is going to probably increase as this Zionist movement gets exposed. There are going to be probably a lot of them panicking that their leaders are not doing a good job. I mean, this Bolin thing just blew it for them. Berkness really identified himself now. Neil Asaga Devin blew it. I mean, there are so many now that are going to be exposed. They just blew it. And see, within this group, there's probably some of them thinking, what are you doing? Who's running this show here? And it may be that they're going to have trouble just getting their next terrorist attack going because there's some of their lower level people may start wondering, do I want to continue working with this group? Do I want to take the chance of going down with them? Or do I just want to get out quick now? So I think we have the potential to get rid of this group if we can just get enough people to keep exposing them. You know, that's all we've got is to expose them. We don't have yet enough numbers to do anything physically about them. But
I'm calling upon everybody to this is crunch time, and I've asked you to help me before with work and with everything. Just work your tails off. This is the time. This is the moment, Eric. We've got them informationally in a tight spot. But you know, they've got resources, dude, and I gotta tell you something, with our limited resources, we're doing the best we can, but boy, could we use some help.
Yeah, and if we could just get some of the other countries involved. What is Russia? I can't figure them out. Whose side is Putin working on? Where are the Russian people? The Chinese people and the Japanese people? They should all start getting into this, and the Indians.
We have decent numbers in Japan, Eric.
Well, they need to start talking more because they've got those big organized crime gangs, and there's all kinds of reports out there running the show and the corporation.
In fact, they just the ruling elite criminal Zionist government of Japan just took a big beating in the elections, big one. So their public is waking up to the sickness that's been going on in their government. Now, whether that'll translate into anything more, maybe in conjunction with our truth, our information, maybe it could.
Yeah, but see, then at the same time, look at Rents. Rents and Alex Jones and the others are promoting this Benjamin Fulford, who's over in Japan. And he's over there promoting the idea that David Rockefeller, is in control of Japan. So what they're trying to do now is fool the Japanese into thinking this 93-year-old man is in control of Japan, and therefore all they have to do is arrest David Rockefeller and the problem's over. It's the same thing they're doing here. Blame George Bush for everything. Now, and Rockefeller also. Rockefeller is expendable. He's about to die any moment. They've got to blame him soon, because if he dies of old age, then what? So they're going to use that guy as much as possible now. And if they can fool the Japanese into thinking Rockefeller's in control of Japan, they're just going to be suckered again. And the same with China. Well, who knows what they're fooling China into thinking. But they're in China. They've got groups. They've got Zionist groups in China. They're starting the gambling casinos and prostitution, drug smuggling, money laundering. They're going to get into China if the Chinese don't start waking up and facing this.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but they're probably doing it in India too. You got Obama, the candidate for president, saying we should send troops to Pakistan. Well, what is this Obama? Who is he working with?
Yeah.
We, in the military, if you were in the military and you had to listen to this guy tell you that he's going to send you to Pakistan for another war, what is wrong with our military to listen to this? They should be looking at that guy as an enemy of America.
Yep.
And who is he working with?
And he just did a pony up job over there in Israel, saying, you know, whatever Israel wants, we'll do it for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, this is, and our military should realize these enemies. They're in our country. They are our enemies. John McCain, Obama, the Clintons, all of them.
And we've mentioned this before. What's the connection to McCain? Well, you know, Edgar Braffman's Seagram's fortune gave him exclusive rights to distribute in the Southwest, and a $100 million company was born out of that. Him and his wife and the rest.
Yeah, and so
I wonder if that was thank you for the Liberty whitewash.
Well, it probably was. They get paid off somehow. They get away with anything they want.
Yeah.
So, but the military, the people in the military, the trouble is nobody seems to be going into it anymore except for they're claiming it's like you're getting to the point where they're practically retarded. Seriously, that's what the news reports are saying. It's nobody normal wants to go in any longer, and they're constantly lowering the entrance requirements now to the point where the people are borderline retarded. You know, our military is going to destroy itself if they don't do something.
Yep.
And then that isn't necessarily bad, because once the military is gone, then the support for Israel is gone. But, you know, Europe has to look at this situation and realize this could happen to them next. And same with Japan.
Oh, it already happened to them twice.
Well, yeah, they've been through it before, but I mean, it could happen again if they don't watch it. And you'll see the same thing going on over there that's going on over here. Deliberately bringing in people from other countries and then trying to start race riots and fights.
Yep.
The same thing they're doing here with the Mexicans.
Yep.
They bring them in and then they try to start fights.
Yep.
And they do the same with fights between men and women, between black and white, between Democrats and Republicans. Just keep them all fighting, and they're doing that in Europe. And when are the Europeans going to – how many more times do they have to get their nations bombed before they say, that's enough of this? How many more cars have to burn in the streets before they say they're sick of this?
Well, they don't really know, and I got to tell you, they're as dumbed down as the American population.
That's why what we need more people to do is realize we are winning. Don't get depressed. Keep pushing this out in email messages and by DVDs. You know, copy some of the files to DVD, because some people don't want to sit at a computer or they don't have access to it. So copy some of this stuff to DVDs or CDs and then hand it to people.
Hand it everywhere. Go everywhere.
And do it in a nice way. Don't you? You know, just bring it up and tell them to look at it. Tell them you don't have to agree with everything. Just take a look at it. Because there's a lot of people that don't. Their computer monitors aren't that great. They don't want to read much. You know, so you got to give it to them. Just give them a CD. Just tell them to look at it. Don't give them too much at once. But we've got to get this out and get the conversations going. It will slowly affect them. If more people talk about it, it starts becoming normal to talk about.
Well, and the last thing here, Eric, you know, I'm going to put out a call to the Judicial Inc. Biz guys over there. Why don't you spell our website name right and your name correctly? We're the only two misspellings on their links page, and I don't think that looks very good for their credibility, does it?
Well, you know, that can be used as another trick, because people have been misspelling my name ever since. You know, I've been around, and what somebody pointed out to me, I didn't realize it at first. I thought, you know, who can spell my name? But what somebody pointed out to me is that when you search on the misspelled version of my name, you don't get the site. You don't get my website. You get something else. And see, it's a trick. And we all make misspelling mistakes. I make them all the time. So you don't know when's a mistake and when's it a deliberate attempt to reduce the likelihood of someone searching on it.
Well, they've got I am a witness, and it's, you know, that everyone knows it's I am the witness. Everyone. What excuse is there for that? I don't get it. I don't understand it. And why are they linking to Wing TV and stuff? Why?
Signs of the times. I know.
Signs of the times. Why? I don't get it.
Well, the trouble is, we've got to start worrying. Now that the Bolins have gone, do you have to realize the Bolins may have made a mistake about who to trust? And if they made a mistake, how do you know you're not going to make a mistake? How do we know who we can trust? We've got to stop this secrecy. We've got to. Who is Ron Paul? People don't even know. We can't allow this secrecy any longer. Who is promoting William Rodriguez? William could be totally honest. It doesn't matter who's promoting him. Who are these people behind the scenes? We've got to stop this.
Yep.
And demand everybody be investigated.
Yep.
No exceptions.
Yep. I agree, Eric. I do. I agree 100%. You know what? This is beginning to be a long file, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a promise to everybody. You know, there are terrible issues that are going to be brought percolating to the top of our news cycles in the next few weeks here. I have a very sneaking suspicion that they've done all their legwork, and now they're just hunting for the right moment if they can get it done. And Eric's brought it up before that, you know, maybe they can't get it done. Maybe people aren't participating with them, but we don't know. But what I do know is that the law side of it, the regulation side of it, the confiscation of your things side of it is ready for them. Now it's, can they pull it off? Well, if that happens, and martial law is declared in any sense, it's time to load it up, buddy. Load it up and hit the bricks with the anger, because I got news for you. The next stage after that is Soviet Union style nation.
Yep, that's what we possibly could have. And they've done it already to Russia. They got away with it. They did it to East Germany. They got away with it. It may be America next if the Americans don't learn from the previous mistakes.
Yep. Well, we've done a lot. We've done everything we can in our power. We need your help. We need your help financially. We need your help morally. We need your help to support our message. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. Eric needs your help. So does Chris, if he's still with us, and his wife and children. We need you. We need the world need you. Till the next time, it's Daryl Bradford Smith telling you to be well. Bye-bye now.
Darkened sky in its rain.